countyfairgrounds.net or County Fairgrounds USA in Denver. You are Travis LaDoit, and you're an Elvis impersonator. Is that right?
That's right.
And I understand that you just did the Iowa State Fair recently, and you were a sellout.
Yes, that's what they tell me.
Okay, well, there's a lot of Elvis impersonators out there, and I'm sure you get asked these questions all the time, but our viewers are going to want to know, why do you think you're a better Elvis impersonator than anybody else, or how did you get into it also?
Well, I don't think I'm a better Elvis impersonator myself. I mean, I just do my thing, and then I don't really worry about what other people are doing. I'm just doing my thing because I enjoy it. And how I got started was, I wasn't into music at all growing up, but my father was a big fan of the 50s music. So I just kind of in the background heard that stuff going on all the time, you know. Roy Orbison and Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and stuff. And that was kind of planting the seed. And then I was about 17, I'd say. I saw a documentary on Elvis on TV showing him in the 50s and stuff. And, you know, something just really captured me there with that, the whole image and his voice and look and everything. And so I kind of started just singing along with the, you know, tapes and stuff like that, you know, with the Elvis recordings, and then my dad ended up buying me a karaoke machine because he said I was taking interest in singing, and he bought me the Elvis karaoke stuff because, you know, that's what he heard me singing. It kind of just happened. I didn't really know I'd be doing this, really.
So what was your first performance in actually doing an Elvis impersonation?
I did the first thing I did was, like, I just called about a talent show in my hometown. The high school was doing a talent show, and I was kind of going in singing with my high school. I just graduated, but, you know, I was friends with a music teacher, and he let me go back and sing with him and stuff just to get some experience singing. And so I did a talent show. I did, like, three songs just at the end of the talent show while they were judging, you know, because I just wanted to do it for fun, you know, and got a really good response from that. And somebody from our Chamber of Commerce wanted to hire us and have me do a whole hour show, you know, because they're having a 50s day. And that's how it started.
You seem to have a pretty famous manager. Where did you meet Dick McVeigh at?
That was in my first kind of national gig. I lucked into in Jackson, Tennessee. We played at Rockabilly Festival, and Dick was working with a gentleman that was putting that on, and so Dick kind of saw the entertainers and met everybody and. So, you know, I guess he saw something he liked in my show, and, you know, we just kind of formed a friendship first, you know, before any kind of management thing. He just kind of, we talk once in a while, he'd give suggestions or help and stuff that he's learned about the business, and, you know, we talked for, you know, almost a year or something, but eventually he thought, you know, it'd be a good idea if I moved out from the Nashville area, you know, and kind of got into the scene out here a little bit, especially with the musicians out here that we have and years ago.
See from the Des Moines Register that you got an outstanding ovation from the Des Moines Register also from the Iowa State Fair. And they said that you're the best Elvis impersonator that they've ever seen. And I read some of the reviews from some of the ladies that attended that concert, and they say that you just really resemble Elvis. Do you think you do?
It's hard for me to be a judge of that, because I know myself so well. But you know, with you know, a little makeup, you know, what's already there, and I think we do a pretty good job. We do a pretty good, I mean, it's a pretty good illusion up on stage, you know. And of course, this is the 50s Elvis too. It's not, you know. I know a lot of people think of an Elvis impersonator in the picture, some big guy in a jumpsuit, you know, and. You know, we're doing the 50s thing solely. There's no, you know, no burning love, no suspicious minds, no big sideburns, and I don't know. We just have, it's really good music. We have a lot of fun with it, and I think it shows. I think people pick up on that, and the fact that it's the Elvis that people want to remember, you know, in his prime. So I think it makes for a good show, and So we're doing all right with it.
I understand you're a songwriter in your own right. Have you ever had any of your songs published? Do you do your own songs?
I just last year put out an album of stuff that we sell at the shows, 50s kind of Elvis-y songs, which was, I just started writing, you know, recently. So, and actually that's what I was doing today. I know I'm a little late here for our interview, but I was kind of lost in thought. I didn't realize what time it was. But so it's something I really enjoy doing, kind of for fun. I don't know where it will lead, but, you know,
well,
it's worth giving it a shot.
You're in Nashville. Have you ever done the Grand Ole Opry? Have you ever performed at it?
No, no. Actually, that's something Dick's working on it. That would be really fun to do. And I know he has connections over there, so that'd be nice. But I don't, funny thing is that I don't really get out unless I'm doing shows. You know, I'm kind of a hermit, you know, unless I'm out of a performance, you know.
Do you like entertaining?
Oh, I love it. I love it. But after I do that, it's like, I don't know, I think I need to balance things out, you know. After I'm out in public like that, I like to hide out for a while, and, you know, so.
I guess Elvis is pretty reclusive, too, so maybe you're kind of like him, maybe.
Well, maybe, yeah.
I understand you met him one time.
Met?
Elvis?
No, no, I didn't.
Oh, you never met Elvis?
No, no, I was born the year he died, so I didn't have a chance.
Okay, I didn't realize that. So how old are you, Travis? I'm curious.
I'm 30 now. Yeah.
Okay. And I guess, you know, Elvis had a really good run when he was in his younger years, too. Do you know what ages he was when he was real popular?
Well, I mean, he was born in 35, and then he started kind of in, I'd say his kind of the height was getting around in 1956 and stuff, so 56, 57, around there, you know. And so, actually, that's how old I was in my early 20s there when I started doing it. And, of course, by this point, he had moved, where I'm at, he had moved on to the movie stuff, and which I'm not really too interested in doing. So, but I take care of myself and stuff, so I try to maintain my youthful look and be able to pull off the early 20s thing still. So,
I've heard you sing from the tapes that they sent me, and I mean, you really do. You sound a lot like Elvis. Have you heard the two of them, you know, like if you kind of like play his stuff and then play yourself, do you think you sound alike?
Well, again, I think it's like the, do I think I look like him? I think I'm so close to it, you know, that I don't think so, but if other people do, you know, that's great. like I said, I was just doing this because I enjoyed it. I've just, things have gone really well for us, and, you know, it's welcome, but I'm, you know, I don't know. You know, it's too hard for me to judge the stuff, you know.
Well, you must have had a lot of women gushing at you when you did the Iowa State Fair.
Yeah, that was, you know, we don't, for some reason, we haven't been on many fairs yet. We do a lot of casinos and stuff and performing arts centers. But, you know, these fairs always go really well for us when we do get to do them. And, it was just a real nice treat because there's not a lot of places I can play where, you know, you can get all ages in there. You know, it's like casinos, you get 21 and up, and even, you know, sometimes the Performing Arts Center is kind of older group, which is, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm saying I like to, you know, have exposed the kids to the music, too, and that's the great thing about the fairs, you get young kids that actually somehow know who Elvis is and really like the music as well. It was a great response there.
And I'm sure they've heard it from their parents. But yeah, the county fairs, you know, they're a family place, and I think that the early Elvis was popular with families too, and so that's, you know, I understand why you would like them. And there's a lot of county fairs, but there's been a lot of Elvis impersonators. I know I go to the IAFE convention every year in Las Vegas, and there are impersonators there, and most of them are so-so, but from what I've read about you, you look like him and you sound like him. So you're going to have an exciting ride here for a while. Are you really looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely am. Yeah. I'm glad to be entertaining in any way, but, it's nice that I love Elvis's music. It's nice that I can share that now, you know. I don't know that I'll do it forever. Maybe do my own stuff sometime. I don't know. I guess hopefully I still have time to decide that.
Well, Travis, I've enjoyed talking to you, and I'm sure that our listeners are going to like to hear some of the things that you had to say. And I have some of your music, which you're going to be attaching to this, and I'm sure that the listeners will like that, too. It would be nice, you know, if you know, you get some of your stuff published. I'm sure that that audience out there would really like to hear some of your music.
So. Well, I hope so, and I hope that happens.
Yeah. I do, too. Well, good luck. And
thank
I'm
you.
Sure that you'll have a lot more fun. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm touching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wide as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.